With one limb, Tim Mason is unapologetically living and seeing the world his way. Tim Mason doesn't merely exist, he radiates, bursting into a space like fireworks against a midnight sky. He is a kaleidoscope of infectious energy. One moment, he is spinning on a treadmill in the gym, defying the odds with his dancing, the next, he is candidly sharing the complexities of his lived experiences with whoever expresses an interest. A man of many talents and one limb, Tim proves again and again that limits are more about perception than reality. Born in Moscow, Tim's life began in circumstances that could have easily confined him to the margins. Diagnosed with birth defects attributed to the Chernobyl disaster, he was placed in an orphanage until the age of 3. His earliest years were silent, mute, withdrawn, but fate had plans that were anything but. A moment of serendipity and his photograph on a website changed everything. His adoptive mother flew to Russia and brought him home to the US. When I was born, my biological mother relinquished her parental rights to me, Tim shared. On the note, she said, "This child is a monster and I don't want to raise him." But his adoptive mother saw something in him. As his life progressed with his new family, his mom pushed him to excel, be independent and not afraid to have goals and big dreams. "When it comes to positivity and who I am, it is because of her," Tim said with a pensive smile. "She taught me to love and believe in myself." He continued, "I was not treated any differently from my siblings. I had to make my bed, clean and do chores around the house like everyone else did. Sadly, she passed away a few years ago, but it's like she's still here. She lives through me every day. Every success and push forward that I make as an independent disabled person is for her. And that's something that I carry with me every day." Tim's adoptive mom's determination to raise him as both loved and independent ignited a spark that has since become an inferno. Chicago, where Tim now resides, was the stage for his independence. The city's accessibility affords him the convenience he needs, but it's also empowerment. In his words, "Rolling out for groceries, hopping on a bus to meet friends, or walking my dog isn't just living, it's thriving." His daily life is a combination of small victories stitched together with grit, gratitude, and a healthy dose of humor. Tim's humor is a cornerstone of his being. His wit disarms, diffuses, and connects. He once quipped, "I'm half-baked but still delicious," a line that captures his ability to own his narrative and laugh with it. That humor is sometimes meant to entertain, but it is also armor and a conversation starter when people are uncomfortable and unsure how to connect with him. Tim doesn't wait for them to figure it out, he makes it easy for them, usually with a joke. He also loves to dance. To Tim, dancing is rebellion, joy, and liberation. Whether he is twirling on a treadmill or breaking out moves in unexpected places, dance is his declaration of freedom. Dancing is whatever you need it to be: sad, exuberant, messy. It's your moment to just be. His unapologetic passion for life through motion is a reminder that every body, every being has its rhythm. But let's not sugarcoat things. Tim's life is not all smooth sidewalks and sunny strolls. Like anyone, he has his share of hard days, days when self-doubt creeps in, whispering that he is not enough. Yet, where some might linger, Tim chooses a different route. He counts his blessings and keeps moving forward. "I tell people to get up and live their best lives, so I need to live by my own words," he says. He does just that, and a handwritten note left on his wheelchair while working out at his local gym is proof of his impact. "I don't know you, but you uplifted me today," the note read. That scrap of paper encapsulated what Tim is all about: not just surviving but inspiring by showing up, being real and choosing to live loudly. His vibrant life involves travel, which he believes provides life-changing lessons by allowing individuals to step outside their comfort zones and discover the beauty of diverse cultures. If you have the means to travel, do it. The world has so much to offer, he says. Tim has visited destinations like Mexico, Switzerland, Nice, Monaco, and his personal favorite, Paris. This city holds a special place in his heart for its beauty, accessibility, and the kindness of locals. A memorable trip was an 11-day European adventure with his best friend, exploring Paris, Nice, and Monaco. While cobblestone streets presented challenges, the support of his friend pushing him through the stunning Versailles Gardens made the experience unforgettable. Another highlight was traveling to Paris for the Paralympics, where Tim combined his love for adventure with meaningful advocacy, celebrating the strength and success of disabled athletes. Practical and prepared, Tim approaches travel with careful planning, ensuring his essentials, like wheelchair chargers, are within reach. He also emphasizes advocating for proper wheelchair handling during flights, as careless treatment remains a widespread issue. His advice to fellow travelers with disabilities is to prioritize their goals and not let fear of judgment hold them back. It's your journey, he says, focus on yourself, not what others might think. Tim also finds joy in connecting with locals. Through his humor and light-hearted personality, whether he's dancing in front of the Louvre or meeting friendly Uber drivers, he cherishes the human connections that make travel meaningful. Tim envisions continuing to explore the world while advocating for more inclusive, accessible tourism. Perhaps his next trip will be to Jamaica, which holds family significance as his adoptive mom lived there for a few years and his adopted sister is Jamaican. As he lives his best life, his engagement on social media continues to thrill his audience. Tim's social media success came almost accidentally. What began as a video of him dancing to a tune on the treadmill spiraled into viral fame, garnering millions of views. The comments a mix of curiosity, genuine admiration, and negativity. Instead of retreating, Tim leaned in, answering questions, educating and turning his platform into a lighthouse for inclusivity and understanding. But he's far from done. A book is on the horizon, not just to chronicle his life but to offer a blueprint for others navigating their own struggles. It's not about saying, "Look at me and what I've overcome," he explains. It's about saying, "Look at you. You've got this." Public speaking is also on his radar, a natural progression for someone who moves audiences even from a screen. "The way I maintain my positivity is just to count my blessings, count the good things in life. It's so easy to focus on the negative things and let them tear you down. I've had a lot of moments where I've told myself, 'No one's going to love you because you're disabled.' I've had moments where I really beat myself down. And every time I do that, it doesn't make me feel better or put me in a place where I can thrive. It only makes me want to burrow under my sheets and not do anything. And that's not life or living. So, what I would say to myself and other people is, yes, life is hard for everyone whether you have one limb or four, but you have to be able to push through. What defines you is not your struggles but how you overcome them. I say keep going. Every day is a new day. Even if you had a hard, give yourself patience, love, credit, and then wake up and start another brand new day." Tim's doesn't want pity or pedestalization, he wants connection, understanding, and shared joy. He aims to motivate rather than merely inspire, emphasizing that his impact isn't about overcoming disabilities but about celebrating possibilities. As Tim flips the script with every laugh, every dance, and a steadfast refusal to be underestimated, he shares this message: life is messy and beautiful but fleeting. So, you might as well get up, Dance to your own tune and own your freedom, even if it's with just a butt, a hand, and a dream. Follow Tim on Instagram @onelimbtim.